He went to Paris, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so. He was impressed, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheap, put his ambitions at bay. Summers and winter scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. He went to England, played piano, married an actress in Kent. They had a fine life, she was a good wife, and bore him young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all the questions he locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked a quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. Bombs killed his lady and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered. All he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never heard. So he hopped on the ocean, left England without a sound. Now he lives in the island, fishes the pilot, drinks that green label each day, riding his memoir, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. 'Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. Went to Paris, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
Thank you. Okay.